You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Plan on flying? It's time to upgrade to a real ID. Because in order to board domestic flights, your driver's license or state-issued ID must be a real ID, or you'll need another acceptable form of identification. So don't wait. Find out how to get your real ID at tsa.gov/real ID. That's tsa.gov/real ID. Or visit your local DMV. And then you'll be cleared for takeoff.
If you didn't withdraw in fear from everything that life threw at you, who could you become?
Thinking, overthinking, and when you overthink, usually you don't go to the positive.
If you make all the right decisions, but you have, like, you absolutely think that it's impossible for you, but you still do the right things, you will win.
Mediocrity always attacks excellence.
Ooh.
You know, it's kind of a rule. No one's attacking a couch potato. But the moment you start to walk toward your dream and you start to break habits, you start to change relationships that no longer serve that dream, you start to be talked about. Now, many people are afraid of failure, which really means that they're afraid of being ridiculed. Mm-hmm. But once you become aware that you're going to be ridiculed if you fail and you're going to be talked about if you succeed, then you're able to put that aside. Because you know you're going to be talked about either way.
No matter what, yeah.
Or if you go for it and succeed, they'll say, oh, it was luck, you know, whatever they say about you. So once you get out of your mind or become aware that people are going to talk about you either way, then you go for it.
You're alive. Here you are. You got these problems to contend with. And if it's an impossible task, then how could you be anything but hopeless and desperate? But then you think, well, wait a second. How would things transform if I took this on as a voluntary adventure, you know, regardless of its scope? And the scope would include unjust suffering, death, and hell. And that's not just some religious or metaphysical vision. It's like, no, you're actually going to have to contend with that in your life in whatever way those things make themselves manifest to you personally. That's coming, man. And so maybe you better get prepared.
So you can't say you want to be successful. You can't say there's certain dreams and goals, there are things you want to have and things you want to be if you are still average. Success and average have absolutely nothing to do with each other. That's what I'm telling you. Your boss can't stand average. Your coach can't stand average. Your teacher can't stand average. Your spouse, listen to me, your mama might put up with it. Your daddy might put up with it. But listen to me very closely. Nobody really likes average.
Some people have a problem for every solution. Some people don't believe that they can achieve at a high level. Some people are okay doing what average people do, doing just enough to get by. But that's not you. You have dreams, you have goals, you have aspirations, you have desires. And you are taking action to make all of your dreams a reality.
If you practice forthright and voluntary exposure to that which terrifies and dismays you, it transforms you. Much of the biochemistry of motivation and emotion is transformed when you take a stressor, which could be oppressive and paralyze you and cause you to withdraw, and you reverse that and you decide to advance. It's like a different spirit inhabits you. And I mean this physiologically, there's a whole different pattern of being that makes itself manifest in you neurologically and psychophysiologically and pharmacologically. So you take it on as a challenge, right? And that transforms you at a cellular level too, because one of the things we've discovered in recent years is that if you do something new and complex, then that turns on new that parts of your DNA that haven't produced proteins before will start producing new proteins and reconstruct you from the cellular level up. So it's a deep transformation. We have no idea how deep. And again, you could ask yourself,
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Didn't withdraw in fear from anything that from everything that life threw at you. Who could you become?
The only belief that matters is that if I put energy and effort into getting better, I actually will get better. And so you can look at anything and say, okay, maybe I suck at this right now, which was the key realization for my life. Okay, I actually am not good. Like, my father-in-law wasn't crazy. I really wasn't anywhere useful for his daughter at that time. My mom wasn't crazy. I really was lazy. Like, so she was just picking up on the fact that I was tremendously lazy. She wanted me to be successful, but she was just looking at my behavior. And so I hadn't been misidentified. People just didn't calculate how much I could change and that I would so grasp onto the ability to change as an emotional life raft. And so the big switch was that I decided to believe that I could get better. And once I made that decision, it aligned my behaviors with skill acquisition. And that's all life is. Acquire skills.
Listen to me. Don't keep calling me and telling me you're going to get on the dean's list. Do me a favor. Don't tell me you're going to be on the honor roll. Shut up. Go to work and show me. Show me what you got.
The extraordinary mindset. You are determined to make the impossible possible. You are determined to make the unbelievable believable. You are determined to do more each and every day than that average person will do in a whole week. You are determined to do more in a month than an average person does in a whole year.
So if what you're hung up on is you just can't ever fathom that being true, then saying it may begin to form this, like, just like it erodes this lack of belief that it's possible. Now, my problem is when people think that just saying it out loud is going to make it come true. That for sure isn't true. So your behavior is ultimately all that matters. So if you make all the right decisions, but you have, like, you absolutely think that it's impossible for you, but you still do the right things, you will win. The problem is that if you believe that it's never going to happen for you, you won't take the steps. And so when you look at how hard something is and you get partway down that road and you're like, wow, this is really hard. It's making me confront my insecurities. This does not feel good. And I don't believe it's possible anyway. Then why would you keep going? And the answer is you wouldn't. And so nobody does. And so everybody who believes it's impossible and encounters the difficulties that success will demand of everybody, they stop 100% of the time. And so by looking at yourself in the mirror and saying, I am a millionaire, I'm a genius, like all this stuff, it may function as some eroding mechanism to those entrenched beliefs that it's never going to happen for you. That would not work for me because there is a part of my brain that just screams, this is bullshit. Like, you know, this is bullshit. So for me, I had to align with, what do I believe to be true about humans? I needed to accept that I was average. That was a huge moment for me because I tried to believe I was special. And either luck of the draw or the fact that I really am average, I've always been around a substantial number of people that are smarter than me. Like, literally everything, every niche I tried to find, I would always run into somebody better than me. And it was devastating. Breakthrough for me was to accept that I was hopelessly average and that that was still going to allow me to be successful.
And so you might say, well, if you could really face up to what you need to face up to, not only could you turn yourself into someone that could bear the catastrophe of life and exposure to hell, but maybe you could turn yourself into someone who would still do good even while facing those things.
Are you hearing me? I'm allergic to average. And the problem with a lot of you is you're not allergic to average, all right? You gotta do me a huge favor, man. You lying to yourself. On one point, you said you wanna be great. You want to do great things. You want to have greatness. You want to be great. Listen to me. But on the other hand, for real, you comfortable with average. And I told you, listen to me. I don't care what side of the railroad track you were born on. I don't care if you affluent. I don't care if you privileged. I don't care if you grew up in poverty with the father, without a father, with a mom, without adopted. I don't care. Listen to me. The reason why I'm telling you that I'm allergic to average is not personal. ET is allergic to it because success is allergic to average. Are you hearing what I'm telling you? Success and average don't have nothing to do with each other.
If the people in your circle are average, we don't do average. We won't do average. I need you to have a CEO mindset. Champion energy only.
Some of y'all, you lying to yourself. You say you want to be great. You say you want to get to the next level. You say you want to be dominant on that field. You say you want to go to the Final Four. You say you want to be a national champion. Listen to me. You say you want a promotion. You say you want to start your own business. But listen to me very closely. You talk too much. Shut up, get in the lab, and let's go to work.